Today is the third Sunday after Easter. The epistle to be read today for the third Sunday after Easter is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims to refrain yourselves from carnal desires which war against the soul, having your conversation good among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by thy good works, which they shall behold in you, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject, therefore, to every human creature for God's sake, whether it be to the king as excelling or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of the good. For so is the will of God, that by doing well you may put to silence the ignorance of the foolish men. As free, not as making liberty a cloak for malice, but as servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thankworthy in Jesus Christ our Lord. In the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and now you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Then some of his disciples said one to another, "What is this that he saith to us? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." They said therefore, "What is this that he saith? A little while. We know not what he speaketh." And Jesus knew that they had a mind to ask him. And he said to them, "Of this do you inquire amongst yourselves, because I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful. But your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow because her hours come. But when she hath brought forth the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. So also you now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. And your joy no man shall take from you." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Now there stood by the cross Jesus, his mother. And Jesus therefore said to his mother and the disciples standing whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." And after that he said to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own. The words are taken from the Gospel of St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear faithful, we celebrate Mother's Day. And we honor not only our earthly mothers, but we especially honor our heavenly mother, Mary. Our earthly mothers stand in her place on earth. So let us not forget Mary today as we show our gratitude and love for our mothers. It is very interesting that we celebrate Mother's Day during this month of May, and there's a good reason for it. So you know, we dedicate the entire month of May to Our Lady. May is Mary's month. You see, it was in May that our Lord ascended into heaven. And so it was during the month of May then that our Lord prepared and left Our Lady to guide and protect his church. After our Lord rose from the dead on Easter Sunday, it was most probable that he spent most of his time with his Holy Mother. In the Gospel, we read of a few instances when our Lord appeared to the apostles or his fellow followers during those 40 days that he remained on earth after he rose from the dead. During the rest of the time, it is believed that he was with Our Lady. He spent that time instructing her and preparing her to be our mother. And so after he rose from the dead, he spent 40 days on earth to prepare Mary for her mission. as the queen of his church and mother of each one of us. It is piously believed that he stayed with her at her home in Nazareth, as he did in the beginning of his life. He devoted his last days on earth to train Mary to be the mother of mankind and to prepare her for her mighty office as the mother of men. He told her how she was to remain on earth to help the infant church while he would ascend into heaven. He let her know that it would be some time before she would be taken to heaven to be with him, for the church needed her. And then on Ascension Day, before he glories went into heaven, our Lord sent the apostles to evangelize the world, and he placed mankind in Mary's arms, for now she was ready. And thus Mary remained on earth, as Jesus had instructed her, to nourish and care for the infant church. My dear faithful, Mary is truly our Heavenly Mother. God chose her to be his mother on earth, and in turn, he gave her to us to be our spiritual mother. From all eternity, God had chosen her to be the mother of his Son and the mother of all mankind. In view of her lofty dignity as mother of God and all mankind, he blessed Mary with a superabundant amount of graces and gifts. In fact, the holiness and loveliness given to her surpassed all the angels and saints put together. As our mother, then, she looks after us as a true mother. Her one concern is our well-being. Mary loves us just as natural mother loves her child. And mothers care for their children, all the needs of their children, by their cooking and cleaning and providing for all the necessities at home. A mother also takes care of her child's mental needs by seeing to it that he goes to school and learns by helping him in his studies. She makes sure that her child is receiving a good education. A mother sees to it that her child uses all the means she can to provide to become a mature adult, and especially a good Catholic. Now, our Blessed Lady is the perfect mother, and so she is most interested in our happiness and our well-being. And she looks after us just like an earthly mother. After God, she has the most sincere interest in our welfare. As a matter of fact, she is more interested in it than we are ourselves. She is ever ready to obtain for us all the graces we need, all the blessings that we need, and all that, even naturally speaking, she will provide for us. Of course, our Blessed Mother is most especially interested in all that will help us to save our souls. And therefore, she is anxious to give us all the help we need. She is ready and waiting to help us in order to be faithful in performing our spiritual exercises and our daily duties. And so let us then, my dear faithful, show our appreciation to our Heavenly Mother, who is always looking out for us and obtains every grace for us. Renew your confidence in her today, and remember that Mary is watching out for you. If you are her devoted child, she will always watch out for you and intercede for you in all your needs. Resolve this Mother's Day to be more faithful to your Heavenly Mother, and show your gratitude to her, for she deserves it. Try to become ever more conscious of Mary, our Mother, to keep her in your thoughts throughout the day. Ask her for those graces you need in the morning offering, and then think of her throughout the day. Ask her to help you to fulfill God's will for you and accept his will in all things, no matter how difficult. Ask her also to help you to fulfill your daily duties, whether at home or at work, to the best of your ability. And most of all, resolve today, on Mother's Day and during this month of May, to say your family rosary, especially during this month. Add a little prayer. You can add a little prayer to in her honor, whether it be the Memorare or a litany to Our Lady. Now, as you think about Mary as your mother, let us also look how we can act as her children. How often do we act like the crying infant in the arms of a mother? You know, we can imagine Our Lady watching over us, just as a mother watches over and cares for her child or her sick child. St. Alphonsus says, Mary is called the Mother of Mercy because of her compassion for us. She makes her love and assist us just as a mother assists a sick child, he says. A mother cares for her child, and rarely does she let the sick or needy one out of her arms. And never is the child out of the mother's sight. If a baby cries or even stirs, the mother is always there to care for it. And so it is with our Mother Mary. That is what she does for us. She is always there either to hold us in her arms or to be in arm's reach. She is right there, ready to help us. But all of us, too often, we are like the child who, even in the arms of his mother, continues to cry and scream. The mother is there, but the little baby doesn't realize it and has nothing to worry about. His mother is watching out for him, and so he has nothing to be concerned about. And so you see that that is us, that we often act like this. When we get worried or anxious about things, when a cross or trial comes our way, we get fearful and overly concerned. We may have some cross or trial we are dealing with now, or just seeing some of the present situation in the world. We get fearful and anxious, as so many people do. Or even when our daily troubles arise or temptations come, how worried and fearful we get. We are like that crying child, the crying infant, in the arms of its mother. But there is no reason to be like that child who's crying or to worry. Why should we fear or be worried? For truly we have Mary there to help us. We are in her arms. She is there ever ready to watch and help us. She is holding her arms out to us. Even in the midst of the trials and crosses, she is holding us in her arms. And so always remember that your Mother Mary is close by. And honor your Heavenly Mother today as you honor your earthly mothers. And renew your confidence in our great Heavenly Protectress. She is ever ready to help us. For truly we have nothing to fear. For why should we fear when your Heavenly Mother is near? May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.